Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Funeral services take place tomorrow for community activist and Democratic Party leader Frank Lemire. Lemire died over the weekend after a short battle with cancer at the age of 69. Lemire struck up an unusual alliance with Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa. The two worked on a plan to battle homelessness and substance abuse among Native Americans in Northwest Iowa. On Twitter, Congressman King says, quote, "Siouxland mourns the passing of Frank Lemire, a local leader and advocate for Winnebagoes and all Native Americans." Another tweet said, "Let us return the Winnebago lands to the Winnebago. This started with Frank Lemire and me at the Omaha airport in an informal conversation. Let it be finished in Frank's memory." A funeral mass is planned for tomorrow for Frank Lemire at 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Indian Mission in Winnebago, Nebraska. The Native American community also lost another prominent community leader. Kurt St. Cyr died over the weekend. The 60-year-old was vice chairman of the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska and a well-known musician. St. Cyr described his music as real soulful and funky. He began his musical passion with drums, but was drawn to the harmonica. He possessed a vibrant voice for vocals. He performed all across the United States. He also performed at the Saturday in the Park Music Festival several times. Listen for more on the lives of Frank Lemire and Kurt St. Cyr tomorrow at noon during The Exchange. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Sheila Brummer. Have a good afternoon.